It's time for the news dive, taking a bit of a deeper dive into some of the news stories. It's a little bit of, well, it's not a lighter news day, but there are too many stories that I don't actually want to get into because, yeah, they are just a little bit too divisive, talking about anything from America these days, it seems, as well as, of course, Israel and Gaza. So I found a story that's interesting enough. Okay, so my son watches a lot of YouTube videos. Yesterday, I told him he needs to stop watching YouTube Shorts. He says he doesn't watch YouTube Shorts anymore. He does tend to watch longer form YouTube videos. But there's a lot of rubbish. You just hear these guys sort of talking. It's just literally a bunch of people sitting around and, well, to my mind at any rate, obviously to him it's different. As the grumpy old man in his life, I just think they're talking about a whole bunch of rubbish. They're not adding anything. They're not contributing to society in any way, shape, or form. And I think that, you know, he shouldn't be watching that rubbish. He should be watching something that he can actually learn from. But it turns out I should actually be grateful that he's still watching real people, because apparently nearly 1 in 10 of the fastest growing YouTube channels globally are now literally just showing AI generated slop. It is just, yeah, somebody puts a prompt in, a video comes up, it destroys 100 trees, drains a local waterway, and you get a video that you can share on YouTube. And it's just apparently overtaking YouTube. You've just got all of this AI-generated rubbish that is just flooding YouTube. One, for example, there's millions of subscribers. A space stranded infant, a YouTube video, an AI generated video of a kid stranded in space, has 1.6 million subscribers or videos of. There's 3.9 million subscribers for something called Super Cat League, and basically that just features human-like cats having affairs. And one of them, the feline shooting down and dismembering an eagle, apparently. And, you know, it's not quite AMSR or anything like that. So I'm not quite sure why they're so attractive, why people are wanting to watch them. But yeah, they say that most of those videos qualify as AI slop. That means low quality, mass produced content that's surreal, uncanny, or just, yeah, gross. But I don't know. What's the point? But anyway, YouTube's tried to stem the slop deluge, they say. They're blocking the sharing of advertising revenue, because that's the funniest thing, is you put a prompt into an AI, it creates something based on knowledge that it stole from somebody else. You then put it up and you earn money on it. And it's just crazy. I don't know. But so that is the story that I decided I'd look at today. The fact that apparently YouTube is now being taken over by AI slop. But YouTube is apparently trying to do something about it. So hopefully we'll have some real videos that can actually contribute something.